Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
But today, I want to share with us, in this opening seminar, I want to share with us on the subject of kingdom worship. We want to begin it on a very spiritual note. Because everything that God wants for you to have begins in the spirit. And we want to talk about the strengths that we have as black people or as a people of color. It is important for us to focus on our strength than our weaknesses. It is important for us to focus on what we can do than what we cannot do. Because the human being is said that he likes to focus on his weaknesses than his strength. But God gave you strength so that as you perfect the strength, he will promote you through your strengths, not through your weaknesses. But as a people, we like to bash ourselves and say how weak we are and how we cannot make it just because of certain weaknesses that are inherent in our lives and in our societies.
But
we become a very precautious people who are always saying, be very careful, be careful. When this thing happens to you, be careful. That one will not let anything happen to anybody. Listen very carefully. If you keep telling your children, be careful when you become this, so that this thing doesn't happen to you, they won't become it. Because the caution is able to take hold of them. We have to release ourselves and say that by the grace of God, we are going to make it. And as we are making it, God is going to preserve us in it.
Hallelujah. Na ya ni atina denyi na ya kanse yesro ya hun. Sheni yo. Usu da ye ne ti se ya se ne ti sheni yo. Unye sika kudu pepe sobi ya ti se ne wa anye ni se ye be ye se o sheni yo. Ene ti woki kasa atra kwa lanu. Se uye ye pia. En kwa fobe ta ta wo sheni yo. Akula no anye ye da. Esa sa wudi sa asro na sheni mu. Inti anamobi obe tubi ya resro. Ne mwaka cheni se oh. Pim kwa wenim. Onyamene wabu afo. Nye ti biya kwa ebe ye ya. Onusu be sore wakase. Obe tumye du sam pepe sonu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to talk about one strength that we have as a people of color. And what we want to do is that we want to kingdomize it. We want to heavenize that strength. That strength is the ability or the love for music, for dancing, for praising, for worshiping the Lord.
Na sa to me ya wose bi before to me aye wa ye de tie nwom esa wonwom ho etuntum onyame eyi wonyame aye eye ya ho odin se abi before.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Exalt Jesus among us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the book of Colossians chapter
3.
And then verse 1 to
3.
The Bible says that if then you were raised with Christ, if you have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Please underline that. In other words, seek the kingdom version and brand of things, because you have been raised. And God is saying that if you believe that you have been raised with Jesus and you are sitting with Jesus in the spiritual places, heavenly places, then seek those things which are above. Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So the above is talking about where Christ is sitting, which we know is the kingdom of God or heaven.
Verse 2.
Set your mind on things above. The King James says, set your affection on things above.
Now, King James,
and please underline things above. Things above is talking about the kingdom version of things. Set your mind on the things that belong to the kingdom. Not on things of the earth. That is talking about religious things. So God is telling us that you will have a kingdom brand of issues, and then you will have an earthly one, which is a religious brand. The Bible tells us that where we should seek, as Jesus said that we should seek the kingdom, what we should seek is the kingdom. Not the religious. Because the things on the earth are not necessarily sins. But they are religious. And it says that when Christ, who is alive, shall come. Or when he appears. Then shall we also appear with him in where? Glory. Because we know that Jesus is in glory. The Bible says that when we set our minds on the glorious things, on the kingdom things, then when he comes, we will be one. Because he appears from glory or from his kingdom. And we on this earth have our minds and our affections set on kingdom things, so we are also transformed to taste of the glory that is yet to come. So as Jesus comes in glory, we also meet him with him.
Hallelujah.
In glory.
Na yaniya ni adwunu mu nyinara ebefa ahinie nyoma no ho eno ti emra Kristo oda ni ho adi wo na nmonyam no yenso ye di nmonyam a yenya wasase so esan se ye di ahinie na chi no ye di behia no.
So the Bible is encouraging us to set our minds.
And it will Bible ni tell you say ye fa yadwuni ensi bibi so.
That means that if you do not discipline your mind, if you do not discipline your mind will not be on kingdom issues, although you are in the kingdom of God, And your mind must be on the kingdom version of issues.
Se wa ma wa dwin na nsi pia. Wo be wa ahinia num na mom otumi fa wa dwin ensi ahinia nyama no so.
So there is a kingdom. Can we all say the kingdom?
The kingdom.
And the religious.
And the religious.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the two things that we are going to face.
Na sanu ma mienu we na da yanim.
Just as Adam in the kingdom, first kingdom era, was faced with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then the tree of life.
Na said ya Adam so edin tro no mo enuama mienu esi nanim aduaba e manyansa ne nimdie sifa na aduaba e mankwa so esi mfa no.
So we are going to be looking at some things in the Bible that concerns the kingdom.
And it be hwenyo ma bia ewa Bible no ma ni nyina so nyina eya hinie no.
Because not everything in the Bible is concerned about the kingdom.
Enye bibia ra wo Bible no mo na ni nyina ekwa efa ahinie no mo.
The Bible was actually written and given to us.
Bible no ya troye edemayen.
But not everything in it is for us.
Nanya bibia ra ewo mo na ye ye dia.
I can give you something.
Metumi ama obibi.
And say, take it.
Na maka say jifa.
But not everything that I've given you is actually for you.
Na mom enye bibia ra me dia ma no na ye wo dia.
Although I have given it to you.
Ewo mo say me dia ma wo dia.
Because when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God put in the middle of the garden a tree of knowledge of good and evil, and God said that you may eat everything, but that tree, don't eat it. Actually, Adam and Eve were supposed to dress and keep everything in the garden, including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But as they were working on it, they were supposed to know that they should not feed from it.
Na ye she idin tro no ma onyakopon dua bebre wo san so di dua ba e ma nim de ne nyansa ne si ho na wo she Adam ne Eve se enyo ma me dia ma mu nyina mo she na mo siesie na mo ndo ho na mom se dua ba we die ense se mu di e wom se o di se dua ba ne si ho e ma wo ma dwuma wo mo nya wo ho de na wo ka kire wo mo so se dua ba no e ma o mu ni dua ba biara e be fi so aba.
So it is not everything that God gives to you which is for you.
Enye bibiara wo nyame de ba ma no ene ya wo dia.
When something is for you, it means that you must use it.
Se adie ne ya wo dia esese wo dia adwuma.
If it is not for you, but it is given to you, you must keep it.
Se wo dia ma na enye wo dia dia na wo se wo kra.
Most of the things that are religious are just for our keeping.
Na enyo ma eye onipa nsese nyoma ne eyade a wode ama yesa yankura keke.
It is not for our use.
Wa fama yesa yemfan ye bibi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the Bible that you are holding, there are kingdom version of issues.
Enu ti Bible na ekura wo no ahenie no mo nyoma bi chefa bi wo ha ewo mu de ma wo.
There are kingdom understanding of issues.
Na ahenie ne ti asie bi wo ho wo nyoma bi a ewo se wo hu wo Bible no mu.
Kingdom understanding or words in the Bible are the words of the Bible, if you like. They are the words of God or the words of the Bible that are viewed in the light of the result of Jesus's assignment, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his sitting at the right hand side of the Father, and the future rule of God on this earth. They are the kingdom understanding. And actually, everything you read in the Bible must be viewed in the eyes of Jesus and what he came to do. Otherwise, it's not for your use.
So, what can come when you're a summoner? Nia wose wo hu sa sembia wo kenkan no enyo ma bi ewom na chese asem no efa Kristo ne maye ni wo ne sore ne sroko na hini a wo besan ya bedi biom no se saadie no emfa nyoma no hu saadie a enye na saadie no ade ama o sakura wa amfa ma wo se fa ye adwuma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with us about kingdom worship, the kingdom brand of worship.
Na me pese yesua eye onyankopon ne som na yeye no nya eye ahenie ne kwan.
Because as a people of color, God, that is one of the things God has favored us, and you can despise it easily.
Na say yeye abibifo no akyede onyankopon de amaye eye sa enwum to ayeye asa onyame ntrontrom no eye ade ode achan yese yanhwe ye a yebeka se oh we de anya hwe.
It's a big deal.
Eye ade aye big.
When you see black people composing music and dramatizing it, you think that it is easy. It is not easy at all. It's a wonderful gift of God.
Na so un se bi before eya nwom na enwom no omo de enfoni bi tutu echi me eya fa wa dwun ba so we de ye nyina ye betumi aye nemom eya chede soronkwan onyame de amaye.
So we can take it for granted.
Enu ti sa chede onyame de amaye be fa ni so we de obi atumi enti anya hwe.
In the church of the Lord there is a lot of rambunctious praises among our people. We know how to praise the Lord. Just look at a black congregation. They are full of praises to the Lord.
Na would ya share a bibi for uko broche na uko baby a bibi for ya sumna brofo suma. E do praise and worship on our say nyamia chaya de ye to me to no mosankasa eko to tun tum nyami bona bodinia.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I'm sharing this with us because we have to heavenize the giftings that God has given to us.
Na me nemu che sa die we esan se sa aduma che di onyame di amaye we se ye hwe no e wo ahinie kwan no ananani.
We have to elevate it.
E wo se ye maso koso.
We have to lift it up.
E wo se ye maso.
Because we do so much of it in our churches. And we do so much of it in our lives as individuals. But it yields very little to us. But I came to tell us today that the reason why God so graces us in this way is because He wants to use our strengths. He wants to use what we can do. If only we are going to kingdomize it, then the kingdom of God is going to respond to the praises and the worship that we do in our congregations and we do in our lives all the time. And through that strength that you have, heaven is going to open to us. Hallelujah. And God's blessings and God's Hallelujah. Bounty is coming Hallelujah. Upon the people of God. Hallelujah. Just because with their strengths, they are worshiping God in a way that causes the kingdom to respond.
Na wonyame eja ya kompempensuo bia yebedu a ahode anase ne ode amaye ya chede no yebetumi ade aye ade a osuru bebie amaye ma onyame shira abanye se yebeyi onyame aya keke nemom yebeyi na ye enam na henie kwan no so amosuru ebie eba ne sa wa ya ho odi mu no onyame anu onyame baye kese e wo ye ntem.
No more wasted praises.
Yes, say aye ye bio.
We are going to set our minds and our love on the kingdom version of it. Because if you are so gifted, it's easy for you to take your gift for granted and say, well, I can do it. But today we are learning that there is an effort you have to put in. Set your mind on the kingdom version of it. What is kingdom worship? Kingdom worship is a kind of worship that is done in heaven, or which our first parents engaged in the first kingdom era in Eden. It is a heavenly brand of worship. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there are two things which are done in heaven. If you look at the whole of heaven, only two activities takes place there. The Bible tells us about worship and about intercessions. So if we want to do what is in heaven, then we must do one of this. Or all two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So heaven is full of people who worship God. And God created this earth and put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And they were also engaging in kingdom worship as it is done in heaven. And So they were worshiping the Lord so well. Until a certain man came, a certain being called Satan, he came around. He was a kingdom worshiper also. But he had fallen from the kingdom and he had come into religion. And he wanted mankind also to fall from the first kingdom era and fall into religion. And so he introduced to humanity a perverted version of kingdom worship that we are calling religious worship now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Religious worship does not recognize Jesus. Recognizes other people, other things, except Jesus and what he has done. Now, the first characteristic of kingdom worship that I want to describe to you is that kingdom worship is done with the motivation of love for God and love for the person of God. When the angels are worshiping in heaven, they are not worshiping God, they are not thanking God, they are not praising God because they want God to do something for them. Because they are already abundantly provided for. They have all that they need. So when worship is going on in heaven, it's not because they want to induce God to give them something. It is the same way that Adam worshipped. When Adam will meet God and Adam is worshipping the Lord, he is not worshipping the Lord because he needs something. So he is enticing God to do something for him. Because Adam and Eve, they were abundantly provided for. They did not need anything. And they were worshiping in the midst. I came to tell us, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to elevate the reason, the motive for why we worship the Lord. It should move away from because you want God to do something for you, because you want to, God to protect you, so you are worshiping Him. Because many of us, we think that God is unwilling to do some things for us, and what we have to do is to admire Him and tell Him that, Lord, you are good, you are good, you are good. Lord, you created everything. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are loving, you are loving, you are loving. So give me something. I mean, we think that by praising the Lord that way, we should then overcome God's unwillingness and get Him to provide for us.
Yeah, yakora punya kupon ya kwa yesi onyami je. Onyami ko kroko. Onyami babaye. Onyami kakaka. Onyami do something. Onyami ya what? Ansa no nyamia ye bibi. Ya je no no entisa.
But we are going to elevate our worship and our gift of praising the Lord away from this selfish, self-centered motive to a higher motive with which angels praise the Lord and with which Adam and Eve were worshiping the Lord in the first kingdom era.
In
our culture as people of color, we are fond of going to people, and because we want a favor from them, we laugh when we do not have to laugh. We are happy with them when we should not be happy with them, just to kind of entice them or induce them to give something to us. So you tell the person, you are good, you are good. Even the thing that you are doing, they say that it's not good. Don't mind them. You are right. You are on track. We heap praises on people with the mind that that is what will get them to do something for us. Maybe protect us. Maybe bless us. Open a door for us. That is the kind of mentality with which many people approach our Heavenly Father with.
Na esan se ye 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 ebibifo subi esubi wa ye ho a ye ta ye 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 ta ko se wo hia bibi afi obi nchen a ne ho nya fempo so o wo ho fa hwa wo hwene hwe wuti hwa wo kwa nsu no di wa tem esan se wo ho nya fe wa ya de boni na obi aka se nya no so efi obi a efi obi a nya wo ye na ye 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 wo de kakra na mi hia no ya ma mensanka o nya wo ye na ye enu ti ya de sa adwin na nsu ko nya nkupon anim.
If that is your mentality, your praises becomes a religious one and not a kingdom one.
And
much as you do that to God and admire Him and use all those big, big words, you are the greatest, you are this and all that, you will see that nothing happens.
Because
heaven only responds to kingdom issues or kingdom brand of issues. In the kingdom of God, listen carefully to me. In the kingdom of God, you don't give anything for God to do something for you. You see, in our culture, and even in the culture of the Jewish people, that thing is so much there.
Now,
religion always tells you, before you can get something, bring something for Bibi Kakraba. Before I can give you protection, put something down. Before God can preserve you, you must do something. Before God can bless you, you must put something down. I came to tell us that that is the heart of religion. And that is the arrangement of all religions in the world. You give something to a deity for the deity to respond to you. So the focus of your spiritual sacrifice is not on the person, it's on you. Depending upon you, then he will respond. Because religion is about man
reaching out with something unto God.
But
the kingdom of God is about God reaching out in his love and in his grace, hallelujah, undeserved favor, hallelujah, to people who have put nothing,
hallelujah,
on the table.
Hallelujah.
What you need in the kingdom system is just a relationship with the king. Because if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God and you have a relationship with the king, that is what qualifies you for every blessing. Then, as a citizen, you have a right to something, and you do not need to go to the ministries and put some money on the table before people do what they have to do. Because you are a citizen, because you belong to the kingdom of God, you have got right. That is what we call righteousness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bibi biara beto wo biara ni ahia sa wo befre. Hello, hello, kingdom, calm down. Ehonara obesane esane se wo wo sa tumi no se wo befre ma sa de na ba wo hia se wo be ko ba bibi yi sika to ho ansa na onyame asoma ne bofo se won fa se hira no famrel debi.
You only need to be a citizen. You must become born again. You must know Jesus. Once Jesus is in your heart and you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, he qualifies you for every blessing.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.